Just a couple overview points I'd like you to remember. Just think regular and established place of business. Just focus on that. We're going to talk about a few cases. And we're going to look at that regular and established place of business within the meaning of 28 U.S.C. Section 1400B. Now, how many of you out there have been involved in filing a patent litigation? Just a quick show of hand. About half of you. How many of you think that venue is an important decision? Does it really matter where you file it? Or doesn't it? It does. Okay, so most of you think that. Let me just real quickly before we start, we've got Phil Johnson here. And if we could just ask Phil a real quick question with J&J. What do you look at, Phil, when you start? Anytime before you file, just in general.
You look to everything that is going to go into the litigation that's going forward, including the nature of the jury pool, the expense to the client, and so on. It's a complicated kind of consensus decision.
Exactly. Thanks, Phil. As Dr. Leslie Fisher noted this morning, it's always safe to start with a presentation with a statute. So let's go to the statute right here real quickly. Now, this is the specific one for 28 U.S.C. 1400, but if you note down in Section B, any civil action for patent infringement may be brought in the judicial district where the defendant resides or where the defendant has committed acts of infringement and has a regular and established place of business. We all thought we knew this. But Section 1391 is venue generally. And in this section, it's broadened out the venue characteristics, so any place where you can be pulled in for jurisdiction issues.